Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the history in the making, the front lines. Lines are lighted up. We're going to take you in order. Do not hang up. Start with the first caller. Dave of the East Side, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dave of the East Side?
Hello. I really appreciate you weighing in on the homeless subject and also nursing homes. I happen to know a lot about those subjects. I was homeless for quite a while in the Madison area. But I was one of the luckier ones who had a vehicle and maintained it and rented these various storage places to keep stuff in. But anyway, I feel bad for the other ones, especially, you know, when I hear about mom and dad and their two kids living in a van. So what happened to me a while back is I got an insurance settlement and I talked to this guy who I told him that I was lonely and I needed a woman, and he advised me to, well, just call this woman and she'll fix you up real good for $200. And I didn't say okay, this
do you have to, something you know, trenchant to say about the homeless? No, your testimony is compelling, but you know, fixing up with a woman for $200, you know, maybe we can get to the core of the issue here. One of the things,
yeah, the
let
point,
me ask you this inside, Dave.
I'd
one
rather,
of the things
I'd rather give that money to a man and woman living with two kids in a van. And where do they have to go to clean up and, yeah, brush their teeth and
well,
such?
Good
That's
for you.
What
no,
it's
no.
About
and I
out
think
there.
That you have a compelling story, and I applaud what you would do for people like that. I think overall in Dane County and in Madison, there are a lot of issues, but at least, you know, there are people of goodwill like yourself who are looking to correct them. I can tell you that in Milwaukee, it's a very serious matter. If you're homeless in Key West, Florida, or San Diego, that's one thing. It's not good. You're homeless in Milwaukee. I mean, you know, it gets cold pretty early and in the game. And in, by the middle of January and February, you start running out of places to put people. We have got to deal with that. Thanks very much for calling Eastside Dave. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Mark of the Sack?
Well, you're talking about the schools. It came to mind, I think last week while we were talking, is that we need to do something in Wisconsin about changing how we fund our schools, because having it on the property tax is just not the way to do it. I mean, that schools are part of our state's you know, both physical and non-physical infrastructure, that all these schools should be, you know, up to date. We should up to date all our schools. I mean, you shouldn't have to go to a school. Schools should not vary that much in the state of Wisconsin as to the quality of the building itself,
right,
and the teachers that are in it. I can remember the schools I went to when I was in grade school. I mean, they switched it when I was between first and second grade. But I mean, and I don't know how modern that school was. I mean, it was a brick building, probably built during the 50s, and I was going to school in the 60s. But I mean, back then, even Republicans realized that we need to have decent infrastructure and school buildings for our children, and that just having this on the back of the property taxes is just not the way to do it. I mean, people complain about how high our property taxes are. Well, that's a good chunk of our property taxes is for the schools. I mean, that and it is a statewide issue. It's not community by community, because our communities are so fluid right now, that it should be a statewide funding issue. And
right. No, you're absolutely right. And you know, you put your finger on something very, very important. And that's this. The property tax is a regressive tax, and the income tax is considered a progressive tax. It has nothing to do with progressive and the Democratic Party. That has nothing to do with it. What it is that in the property tax, and the sales tax is even worse, you're basically taxing people irrespective of income, you know? And so in Milwaukee, the property taxes are about 2.5% roughly of the value of the house every year, of the value of the house, the assessed value of the house. Well, let's say your assessed value is 200,000. You're going to pay 5,000 a year in property taxes. And if you're on Social Security and you're getting 13 or 14,000 a year, you can't afford basically to have a home. And so the electorate has always been resistive to raising any taxes. And I'm sympathetic to that. You want to keep a sharp eye on the people can raise your taxes. But what they do is they can very sneakily raise your property taxes, just they adjust assessed value. And that's how they get the money. And yet the Republican Party will come in and they'll say, oh, we need tax relief. And they'll target tax relief to the top 85 or 90%. 85 or 90% of it goes to the top 1%. So the manufacturer's exemption, they call it manufacturers and agricultural. It didn't go to the average family farmer. It went to people who own manufacturing companies and a couple of big corporate farms. And they just said, your status as a manufacturer means you don't pay taxes. Well, you know, you're doing very, very well if you own a manufacturing facility normally. If you're not doing well, you get plenty of deductions and aren't going to pay much or anything in taxes. But you don't have to add any jobs, build any new plants, and people go for that. They vote Republican because of gerrymandering and Citizens United. You know, we've talked about all of this before, but when you tie it into things like you are paying more money in property taxes because of this, and Mark from the SAC hit it right on the head, and that is it's regressive to look at the property tax to fund education. It should be much more out of general appropriations and out of the income tax. And property taxes should be significantly reduced. There's dignity in home ownership. There's dignity when you're older, you're on Social Security, being able to live in your own home. Period, end of story. I don't know why that's so difficult for the Republicans to understand, but it is very, very true. Very true. Okay, we are going back to, well, we're talking about Republican lobbyists. The Wisconsin Manufacturers, biggest lobbying group for the Republicans in the state, tried to block people from getting COVID data on different businesses. You know, somebody puts in a Freedom of Information Act request from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel saying, you know, you have data on what nursing homes and what businesses have had widespread COVID infections, what meatpacking plant, et cetera, give it to us. They got a lot of lower courts to block it. Well, they just lost in the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals said, no, Freedom of Information Act, that's public knowledge. You got to get it out. They are now going to the Supreme Court, the manufacturers, to try to get the block reinstated. They do not want that data out. That data would be useful and public for people to know, and especially to know which meatpacking plant, which senior citizen facility is doing a better or worse job at protecting employees and residents. So it's going to come down to this. There are 7 Supreme Court justices, 4 Republican, 3 Democratic. Are any of the Republican justices going to agree with what I just said? And it's not me, it's a lot of people saying it, that the Freedom of Information Act requires public disclosure. And we'll find out. So stay tuned, but that's where we are on a very, very important issue. Very important issue. The DNR, fortunately, has ordered more Enbridge testing in the Fort Atkinson area. We talked about this issue a while ago. I want to give you an update. Enbridge, it's a company, runs a line through, among other things, Jefferson County from Illinois up to Alberta, Canada. And what they do is they bring through 180,000 barrels a day through that pipe of petroleum dilutant that's used to dilute petroleum. This is very toxic stuff. You don't want it leaking. Well, it did leak. It did leak. On April 26, 2019, they had a leak. A whistleblower blew the whistle. They didn't do anything, the company, by telling the DNR till July 31, 2020. 15 months later, before they informed the DNR. They did do some things on their own. They tested a few areas and thought, well, it's fine. It's cool. It's fine. We're talking about here near Fort Atkinson, really almost the intersection of Black Hawk Island Road and Westfall Lane. I don't know if anybody out there is from Jefferson. I have friends in Jefferson, spent time there, but you know where that is. It's near the Rock River and Lake Koshkonong. It's near the Rock River and Lake Koshkonong. 180,000 barrels a day. And a lot of landowners didn't want the pipe on their land, and Walker forced them. He said, we're going to take it for the company. That's a violation of due process under the Fifth Amendment. You cannot take private property to give another private property guy, like Foxconn. Chinese company comes in and says, I want your house. You say, well, no, I don't. I want my house. I mean, I own my house. My kids like the schools. Too bad. Walker throws you out. The Republican Party does not believe in private property when it comes to big business wanting your property. So these landowners have these pipes going through their property and they leak. Well, the DNR came out today, actually the other day, and said to Enbridge, you have got to test all wells within 1,200 feet of the leak. 1,200 feet is about a fifth of a mile. I don't know if that's even significant or sufficient, I should say, but it's a start. Because if they are clean, great, very unlikely that they would be unclean farther than that. But I'll tell you what, if there are wells 1,200 feet from that leak that the whistleblower blew the whistle on, then they better keep testing. And Enbridge would not have done that, and the Republicans would not have forced them to do it. Remember, the Republicans went to court to stop the DNR from testing wastewater for forever chemicals, saying it doesn't specifically say wastewater in their reg. The Republican Party, environmentally, among other things, is vandalizing this state. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. But if too late to say you're sorry, how would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted.